18th parak of Eilis 4th Mishnah, stay boichin, an area which is outside the basic forest, which they would put the meat of the dead body over there on the way to the burial, and they would sit there and cry. That area you shouldn't plant trees or grains there, vafar tar, but it's offer as tar, because there's no chash of dead bodies there. It's just a place that was miyuchad for this purpose. You could even use the earth of there to make ovens for the Beis HaMikdash. Now we're going to a new point. There's a type of bedika in a Beis HaPras, which you were chayrish, and a dead body there. So there's a certain bedika one can make, which we rely on for a person that's a Ben Korban Pesach. They do this bedika. Yeah, but ain't baitkin the truma. If it was just for truma, they didn't rely on this. For Pesach, they relied on it because it's a mitzvah deraisa sheish bakaris and the tuma based on Pesach to rabbonon. So therefore, they were lenient so that the person should become the mitzvah. But for truma, they weren't lenient on their takon to rabbonon. So as we said, ain't baitkin the truma ula nazir in respect to be making this bedika for a nazir. Was also mitzvah on tumah v'shamim and boitkin. They say you can't be boitek, and they say let him remain boitek. We don't rely on it for the nazir. We only rely on it for him to be able to bring the korban pesach. Ketzad boitek. How do you check this area? Meive es ha'ofel shuyochel asito. He takes all the earth which can be moved around. V'noisim l'toch kabosh and kaver dakim and mache, and he puts it into sifter that small holes and he presses it down until it comes like small pieces. And Nimsa Shametz and Kisaira tell me, he finds the bone the size of a barley that's tummy, if not, it's tummy.